Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Show, and I'm right here. I'm glad Jason Benoit is here. Jason is a new friend. He's the global NAS and Surveillance Product Marketing Manager for Seagate Technology. Seagate. That's the name. If you've been around, for a while, if you were doing business back when PCs first came out, back in the 80s, you know all about Seagate because there weren't that many technology hardware companies out there. And now that you got a lot of choices, but back in those days, Seagate was a big deal, and I'm glad to see that they're still in business. Jason Benoit, welcome to the show. Are you there, Jason? There you go. I still don't have you. Are you there, Jason? I'm not hearing Jason. So, folks, one of the things that I remember about Seagate was their hard drives, right? I mean, back in those days, you could the best hard drives were Seagates, and they're still making great products, right, Jason? Now he's gone. We lost him again. So we're working on this, folks. One of the things that Seagate has done is they've commissioned some research to find out about what small business owners are thinking about technology, about data management, and so what they learned is that over half of American small businesses decision makers during the COVID recovery period, they're using their data management even more than ever before. And you know, this is not surprising. I know that you're doing this. You're managing it on your computers, on your hard drives. You're managing it in the cloud. In fact,
sorry, I'm having a rough time hearing you.
Well, it's okay. Are you there now, Jason? Are you there, Jason?
Hello.
Okay, we're gonna hold off on that, folks. One of the things that you probably are not realizing is how you're using data and how much you're using. Small business owners are typically not we're good at producing data, but we're not so good at managing it. And I think one of the reasons is because we're not paying attention to the power of the data. We're creating files, we're creating data, we're creating evidence. But it's not really something we're paying that much attention to. Do we have Jason? Are you there, Jason?
Hey, Jim. I'm here.
Are you there? There we go. I was just telling the audience that I think one of the reasons why small business owners are not as good at managing their data is I don't think that they think about data as having power. They think of it as the information they get from the data, which was the purpose of creating it, an article or an Excel file, a spreadsheet, or something like that. They want the results of that, but managing that data across their company is something that I think that they take for granted, or they don't really value all that much. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Like they don't really see the importance of it until recently, of course, because of what's going on with COVID, right? So and the survey that it has done is that about 55% of these the small businesses that we surveyed recognize the value of data now, especially during these times. So and a lot of them actually prior to this didn't even know how important it was until it came to this.
Right. Why did the coronavirus make them understand this?
It's because the majority of businesses out there now are looking at having it be accessible or being more for accessing data remotely now. So about From all these businesses that we've interviewed, a third of them are now working from home. So now they're looking at ways to manage their data even further and making sure that their employees are able to go ahead and be productive as much as possible while working from home.
Right. So when what else did you learn from your research?
Yeah, a little bit of background on the research that we've done. We interviewed about 3,000 small businesses globally. And what we found is that what we found is that three key points is customer retention, customer acquisition, and productivity is what's most important. Mm-hmm. So customer retention was actually the number one being very important for them. Two is employee productivity, and third being the customer acquisition. And it's completely understandable, especially during this period. Small businesses want to make sure when it comes to customer retention is obviously just to keep them and make sure that they're satisfied constantly by keeping in touch with them, and also the productivity which we touched based on, and then acquisition and make sure that they continue to find new customers that will be interested in their services or product. So that's what we found with this survey.
And so what are the solutions to that? What is the key to scratching that itch?
So there's several ways two ways how companies store their data, and the majority of the small businesses store it is cloud based, and right. We found that about 36% of these guys that we surveyed use cloud-based services, like either it be Google Drive or Office 365, when it comes to making sure it's productive, keeping their employees productive. Yeah, another way that they manage their data is through a central network-attached storage device,
so a
NAS or a NAS. Yeah, and so they like to keep it private in that way, so that way they manage their data.
But it's really not, it really shouldn't be either or. It should be both and, shouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You could have a hybrid of both if you'd like to go that way.
And I want to talk about that when we come back after the break. I want to talk about doing it that way because that's what we do here. You know, we have cloud capability, but we also have peripherals, and we also have our resident storage. And folks, we used to call this belt and suspenders. You don't need one or the other, you need both and. We're going to come right back and talk some more with Jason Benoit. He's with Seagate Technology. I'm Jim Blassie. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.